Listening Library presents Emily's Fortune by Phyllis Reynolds Naylor. Read for you by Lee Adams. Chapter 1. A Turtle Named Rufus. When 8-year-old Emily found herself alone in the world, she didn't have much. A few dresses, a couple of books, and a small green turtle named Rufus. She also had her socks and underwear. Emily never said underwear aloud, never said anything very loud, because her mother worked for the wealthy Miss Luella Nash, and the old woman liked quiet. Peace and quiet. Calm and order. Crackers and cheese and a perfectly brewed cup of tea. When she drove her carriage, however, and Luella always insisted on driving herself, she went a little bit crazy. Her neighbors called her Loony Lou. Her eyes would bulge, her mouth would grin, and she would lean so far forward she could have grabbed the horse by its tail. Faster, she would call. Faster! And she'd slap the reins against the animal's side until the horse went racing through the streets of the town and the carriage rocked from side to side. There goes Loony Lou, people would say. Once she was home again, however, Miss Luella Nash would hand the reins to a servant, straighten her bonnet, and step elegantly from the carriage, nodding politely to the neighbors who studied her from beyond the gate. As for little Emily, her father had died in a steamboat accident when she was just a baby. Ever since, she and her mother had lived in Luella's big house, in the back room behind the kitchen. Sometimes Emily's mother took her into the parlor to visit Miss Nash. Emily had to make sure that her hair was curled, her ears were clean.